Welcome to Mountain View Church Audio, coming to you from the wilderness city, Whitehorse, Yukon. We strive to introduce people to Jesus through scripture, biblical instruction, and prayer with authenticity and vibrancy. You don't need to know anything about the Bible. Just sit back, relax, and let God do the rest.
Today I'll be reading scripture out of the book of Galatians, and we're going to be looking at chapter 5, verses 22 through 25. It reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit."
Frosting a cake.
To cultivate means to prepare and use for crops, or gardening. This term actually includes a few steps in the process. Cultivate means preparing the ground and soil for planting. It also means the actual process of planting and growing the plants and caring for them along the way. In the end, if the cultivation is done well, plants will produce fruit. We can't simply snap our fingers for fruit to happen. We have to do the hard work of cultivating first. Did you know our hearts work in a similar way? We can't simply snap our fingers and love someone. We won't automatically show love to a total stranger. Our hearts need to be cultivated first. How does that work? Today, we're going to find out. This week, we're starting a new series called Cultivate: Character with Spiritual Evidence. Throughout this series, we'll be studying the fruit of the Spirit found in the letter to the Galatian church in the Bible. So grab a Bible and turn to Galatians 5:22, written by an amazing church leader named Paul. "But the fruit of the Holy Spirit produces love." The Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. When we let God's Holy Spirit cultivate our hearts, the first fruit that's produced is love. Let me say that again. When God cultivates your heart, the first fruit produced is love. Did you notice that I said, "when God cultivates your heart"? We can't do this work on our own. We can try, but ultimately our best efforts are simply not enough. We need to open our hearts, then we let God's Spirit cultivate. We let God do the work because God is the source of love. This truth is found in the Bible, written by another amazing church leader named John. He writes, "So we know that God loves us. We depend on it. God is love. Anyone who leads a life of love is joined to God, and God is joined to them." When we open our hearts to God's Spirit, He cultivates it like a farmer cultivates a field, or like cultivating a garden. And the first fruit that is produced is love. Let's break down the cultivation process. Preparing the soil is extremely important, but eventually a seed must be planted. The act of planting is a crucial step in the cultivation process. If you can imagine for a moment, your heart is like a fresh pot of soil. And there's a small space in the middle ready for God's Holy Spirit. Your heart is ready to receive that seed. And that seed's name is Jesus, God's Son. Jesus is the starting point of the Holy Spirit's cultivation work. In a different section of the Bible, written by that same church leader, John, he tells us an important truth, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Anyone who believes in him will not die, but will have eternal life. Did you catch that? We don't just receive God's Holy Spirit through Jesus. We also receive eternal life in heaven. We receive life on earth in God's love, then eternal life in heaven with him after we die. Jesus is our cultivation starting point. He's our seed of love. Will you let God's Spirit cultivate your heart? Will you let him plant a seed of love in your heart? Do you want Jesus in your heart? If so, you can bow your head with me now. You can pray and receive Jesus. Accept that seed of love that God wants to plant in your heart today. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you so much for your cultivation in our hearts. We thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your Son Jesus to make a way on the cross for us to receive your love. That he took all the sin and the wrong things we've done, removed them so that we could access you, so that we could be with you, and you could be with us. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that lives in our hearts and continues the cultivation process. Father, if there's anyone out there who hasn't accepted your gift through Jesus, who hasn't let that seed plant and take root in their hearts, Father, I ask that today they might do so. They might choose Jesus. Father, answer our prayers. Send your Holy Spirit. Cultivate our hearts. Give us new lives as we look toward our eternal life in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I go, I have two important things for you to do. First, if you said that prayer, please let us know. Contact us. We want to help you, walk with you, celebrate with you. If you're a child or teen, please let your parent or guardian know. Second, following this message, I want you to get together with your family or a few friends and answer this question. In what ways will you show that love has been cultivated in your heart this week? In what ways will you show love this week now that Jesus has been planted and God's Spirit is cultivated in your heart?
Thanks for listening to Mountain View Church Audio. If you have given your life to Jesus today or would like to join, serve, or support Mountain View Church, please let us know. Email connect@mountainviewwhitehorse.ca. That's connect@mountainviewwhitehorse.ca. Lastly, feel free to connect with us through social. Just search @Mountain View Whitehorse. Have a blessed week.